The Battery was built 1820 to 1825. All the houses facing it were built on a landfill. These homes are not the oldest you'll find in the city, but they're still old. All of them were built from 1820 on, and they have aged gracefully. These houses were built by some of the wealthiest families in the area and are quite large. The largest home in the Battery is 20,000 square feet. One question we're often asked is how many people live in them. All of these homes are single-family houses, with just one normal-sized family in each. Looking out towards the east across the water, you can see views of Charleston's harbor and barrier islands. Between the islands is the mouth of the harbor and Fort Sumter. Fort Sumter is a legendary name in our history books. It is one of those few important locations that actually had a hand in shaping the history of this nation. On that infamous day in April of 1861, when Confederate forces fired the first shots of the Civil War on federal troops, the destiny of this country would forever be changed. Over 150 years later, Fort Sumter continues to be a major point of interest. You can find out more about visiting Fort Sumter here in the link in the description below. Now, cross East Bay Street at the first set of steps down to get to Water Street. Walk up to Church Street and stop at the intersection.